Guy Code with Renan Oswey.
Welcome to another episode of the Guy Code. I am Renan Oswey. Now, guys, this episode is a review of the key events in Kenya in this year 2021. So far, we're in August, and a lot has happened since the year began, especially as far as celebrities or famous people in Kenya, their relationship status, their marriages, things that have made news and really have caused a stir and started a lot of conversations all over the country, especially online. Now, guys, I'm just going to review these events, and for those who are not in Kenya or Kenyan nationals, I could do a small recap of these stories so that you understand the context of which we are discussing them. All respect, much respect to everyone involved. And I would just want to use these events as learning lessons for us to be better people and better men in our journey. Now, the first incident is DJ Creme de la Creme. He's a Kenyan DJ. He's been in the industry for a while now, I would say 15 years. And his marriage ended. And this is a relationship that has spanned over 14 years, that it took 14 years for him to propose. And the marriage itself didn't last 2 years, or is it 2 or 3 years? Less than 5 years. This happened recently, and he said that he moved away from the city, the capital city of Kenya, which is Nairobi, to go back to the country because he felt it was a better space for him for this next season in his life. And his wife did not join him. And she took the two kids that they have together. Now, what do you understand? What do we learn from this lesson, guys, is that you do not fully know your woman. This is a man who dated this lady for 14 years. And I would believe that when he made this request that, you know, we should go to the countryside and just start a new life, and it's a good environment to raise our family. I think he has a business there, a few businesses, he's working on projects. Good revenue stream, and the lady refused. This could be one of the reasons, although we are not told all the reasons. There could be possibly others that he decides to keep to himself and personal, which is okay. But I just want to take note that, guys, you do not fully know your woman. Even if after 14 years that you believe that this is a small favor you're asking of her, just remember that since you got married, since you, when you marry, right, when you finally commit before God and most importantly before the state, this is a lifelong partnership, and the dynamics will change. You could have dated casually for how many years and say this is your best friend, but something will change when you officiate that and involve the government. Right? Because this union now is seen in a completely different light. That's the reason why we have documentation and all that. So when you think that you knew her because you had known her a lot, or you had spent so much time with her before you got married, this could change. She could change. And especially her goals could change, right? Especially if she was the kind of person who always wanted to be in this long-term relationship with you or someone else, and she got it, goals will change. And people also go through different seasons in their lives. I'm believing they could have started way back when. I think his first job was in a radio station, and that's where they met. So thinking early 20s, and now you're dealing with someone who is well into their 30s, they're definitely in a season, different season in their lives with a different mentality. So it's really upon us guys to always be learning, always be taking clues of who this person really is in this season and what could possibly change. Although we know that there's some things that may not change. Guys, in a relationship, and especially when you've dated a lady long term, things could change. She could be going through different seasons in her life that will make her change and make her change her goals. So when you're thinking that, if I asked the 21-year-old wife that if she wanted to go to the countryside and start a new life, she would have jumped to the opportunity. But now you're not dealing with that lady anymore. You're dealing with someone who's well into their 30s, a mother of two, and she has the ability and discretion to say no. So never make the assumption, guys, in this situation of the DJ crime, never make the assumption that you completely know your lady, and never allow that assumption to make you complacent, you know, to make you relax and say, you know, I have her figured out, because most ladies themselves do not have themselves figured out. They're still understanding themselves. So be careful and listen and watch as they go through these different seasons. Definitely you'll notice a pattern, but generally never be complacent. You always should be learning. You should always be alert, you know, so that you're not found blindsided like that with this rejection and like that's it, you know. She said no, and now it's for now, you're living two different lives for someone who you almost spent 20 years of your life with, thinking you know them, but you knew them for a certain season, and this new season demands a change from them, and they did change. You didn't see it coming. So that you don't get this kind of surprise, guys, always be alert, always be learning. Most of these women really do not understand themselves. Listen, watch, take notes, okay? The next situation is two media personalities. One is a radio personality called Nick Ndeda. Another one is also works in media. Her name is Mzoni Gitao. Recently, she's been known for her YouTube channel. That really, she shares a lot of do-it-yourself projects that she does, especially as far as interior design and all that. She's a general creative, I will say that. And these two people have been dating for quite a while also. I think almost a decade, almost, because the lady mentioned that she started dating this gentleman, Nick, when she was 23. And right now she's 31. So yeah, almost 8 years together. So recently they broke up and they released a YouTube video about it. And I will not really advise you to go watch that video. It's like a red table talk. Like this lady red table talked Nick into this interview, and the vibe was just off. You could notice that it seemed like it was a very platonic relationship, as they say, they're friends, blah blah blah, all the mambo jumbo. So this breakup, she says that she wants to live her personal life and chase her personal goals, and that it wasn't an abrupt decision. It came through months of, I think, consulting, that's what they said, discussing with different people, older professionals. So generally, yeah, they have been dating for 8 years, no children. They said they did not want children, so it came to a point that the guy got a vasectomy. Imagine. He said it was out of his own choice, that he himself did not want to be a father, but I find it quite strange that very few men say they do not want their own lineage, you know. then what are you doing for? Doing what are you? What's your purpose if not for create a powerful lineage, make your name great, and who can make your name great and leave really solidify your footprint in this world is your children. So he said he did not want children, and he got a vasectomy. It could be reversed, but that's a whole different process. The fact that he actually did it initially is something that is just find very strange. So yeah, he got a vasectomy. They have dated for 8 years, no children, and they just decided to, you know, separate ways. This also made a lot of, you know, noise on Kenyan online platforms, especially Twitter. And what can we learn from this, guys, is that you should always have an agenda when it comes to your relationship, okay? So that you don't have to embarrass yourself over explaining on YouTube to strangers. So I think Nick was really caught off guard with this. I think he was in a good space. He was comfortable in this relationship. He would be okay if it continued. But it seemed from the video they made that it was mostly her personal, you know, decision to branch off and go her own way and chase her own goals. And he just agreed because, you know, they are friends first and he cares, blah, blah, blah. Typical beta talking, right? So on this incident, I have a couple of things I noted down. Since I watched the video, it's almost half an hour long, so I would spare you watching it and just give you some few highlights, okay? So in the interview, he said that when they were in this whole relationship, he said he abandoned his personal goals and became complacent, and that she was more aggressive when it comes to her personal goals as well as their shared goals. Now, this stuck out for me, guys, is that never date a lady who is more aggressive than you are, who looks to self-develop with more passion than you do. Because what happens is that she will feel that you're kind of pulling her behind. You know, if you're working with someone who doesn't have as much ambition as you do, you feel like you're really pulling dead weight. This is for everyone in any relationship, whether it's a friendship or even a romantic relationship or heterosexual relationship, you know. Never date someone who's more aggressive than you are, you know. So he actually said in the interview that he abandoned his personal goals and became complacent and relaxed on them, you know. And he really focused on their shared goals, I would assume, and just living in the moment and making this girlfriend of his happy. Which was wrong, in that you should always be in a point of, or in the process of, adding more value to yourself, developing yourself, your skill set, your social skills, financial skills, everything. When you abandon those personal goals, then within this 8-year period, and this is a long period, if you're not self-developing or having more value than when you initially met, way more value, because almost a decade is quite a long time, she will want to look for something else. Because what is she gaining from this relationship? You know, I say that women love you for what you offer, how you make them feel. And you change their feelings by what you have to offer, whether it's a thrill, whether it's a value. If you don't have much value, well, she will choose something else and go for something else that will give her more fulfillment. Number two, she said they started dating when she was 23. Okay? So we learned that when dating a lady in her prime, recognize she will have the thought of riding the carousel again, right? This is a lady in her prime, and she said that when they started dating, she really didn't have much dating experience. She said that she had only been in 3 serious relationships. And I think that seeing her friends going through all this experimental phase, which usually happens within, of course, in their early 20s, in a lady's life, dating all this stuff, just exploring the different stuff, she might have not experienced that since she was pretty much in this committed relationship, you know. And recognize that when you date someone in their prime, that's why many men find it a little bit difficult to date women who are in their early 20s, because they seem all over the place. They have all this energy and they want to experiment everything and they want to engage everyone. And the truth is, they want to know the highest value male they can attract since they're in their prime. When they're in their prime, they're the prettiest, more often than not, especially if their financial status is okay. That's the point where many men are really pursuing her. And she really wants to know, okay, what's her best option? So when she's already cuffed during that stage, she really doesn't have the exploration or the space to explore and find out, okay, what's the best, highest value male I can attract? What different kind of men can I date to just get this learning experience, to get the full experience so that she can, you know, understand herself, which is what happened. So she might not have experienced that, and seeing her friends go through it and probably living vicariously through them at the time, which could have worked, I think she's in a place where she feels independent enough to go out and do it herself. That's why she joked, quote unquote, that this will be her whole phase. Her whole phase is her experimental phase, that she wants to try out different things, and her personal goals is just understand more about herself. So guys, for those guys who are really struggling dating women who are in their early 20s, well, it is very normal. It's not just you. So these women are really in an experimental phase about themselves, trying to figure out different things about themselves, right? Number three, guys, never make a permanent medical change for a lady. This man, Nick, did a vasectomy, right? While in that relationship, I really think, even though he said that this was a choice he did independently, I think the fact that he was in this committed relationship with her had something to do with it, right? In that he made that choice and she vindicated that choice, said, I also don't want to have children. So he was thinking, since I don't want to have children and this is the person I intend to be with for an extended amount of time, it works out, it adds up. But what if he finds another lady who gives him a lot of fulfillment and she wants to have his kids? Now he has to go through this whole process of reversal, which of course is a long process. It can be done, but it's a long process, and it shouldn't have been the case. You know, I think one itis had something to do with that choice. So guys, never make a permanent physical medical change based on how you feel in a relationship. You know, you're saying, I don't want kids, you undergo a whole operation because the person you're with at the time vindicates that choice, not knowing that you might find someone else in another season of your life who gives you even more fulfillment, and she wants your kids. Now what will happen? You have to reverse going through two operations just because, you know, you didn't really make the right choice initially. You don't have to go through that. Okay, number four, if you are distracted from your personal goals, your lady will notice and it will shape how she views you. Now, in this interview and this video they did, he mentioned that since they are separating now he has more time to focus on his personal goals. Or if he gets distracted from his personal goals, the lady quickly interjected that that will be on him, that her goals are okay. So if he is distracted or derails from his personal goals, that will be on him. And I think this is not something she just came up with just because they're separating. It has always been that way. Since she has always been aggressive and ambitious, more ambitious than he has, she has always known that the personal goals, his personal goals are on him, and she has always been chasing her own goals as a priority. So I think the fact that he relaxed on his personal goals changed the way she views him, definitely. Because most people will treat you how you treat yourself. If you treat your health seriously, if you treat your finances seriously, if you treat your career seriously, all these important aspects of your life, people will treat you seriously. But if you seem, you know, complacent in these areas, people will not treat you seriously, you know, because you do not put an effort to add value to yourself and give value to others. You just be a bum. So, and number five is, if you still work in the same vicinity, make an effort to move on quickly with other options or double down on your purpose. Now, since they broke up, she said that they will still be interacting in the same space since they're still in the same media space. And he mentioned that since they're separating now, it doesn't mean they're enemies. They can still meet up, talk. You know, if they bump into each other, they can still greet each other. And she mentioned that she feels that he will be the kind to see her from afar and go the other way, or cuss and go the other way. And as she said, she would not do that. She would be very cordial. So it seems that from that response that she made, she knows that he may have a reason to have some resentment from this breakup. The fact that she said that, I think you would be the kind to, you know, see me and say, oh, that's my ex, I need to go the other way. I think she knows that he may have some reasons to harbor some resentment to it, because I don't understand why else she would make that statement. So I think that she initialized this quote-unquote mutual agreed separation. I would say that he needs to move on quickly or double down on his purpose. I think he's also in his 30s. He also has his own projects going. I think he just needs to double down, hustle harder, and attract better. And yeah, that's what I'll say about that situation on the Nick Ndeda and Muthoni Kitao. The next key event that happened is a very, very famous artist in Kenya called Meja. He went through his second divorce. His first one was in 2018, I believe. But we cannot touch on that. We won't touch on that. We'll touch on the most recent one that happened, that he said in an interview earlier this year, that happened December of last year, December 2020, that he divorced separated with his wife of 2 years. And he said that when he was asked why they separated, he said he's also confused. He doesn't really fully understand. And it caught him off guard and led him to depression. So this is a relationship apparently that started 2 years back, I would say 2018. Yeah. And the lady in question is a single mom. She was a single mom that he took up this child himself. And for the 2 years they were together, he, you know, took care of the child and his wife as his own. And last year, December, he said that they went their separate ways. And he said that apparently she was chasing some other form of happiness that he could not provide, and he doesn't understand how. So guys, I think in this situation, of course, many things can be factored into place that we don't know and he did not share. But I think that he tried to make this woman happy through the major success he had last year and the things he had to offer, but he soon realized that for a lady or for a person, you can't really force them to have this feeling. It's either it's there or it's not. It's their mutually their own choice. And some ladies, you cannot keep them happy. You cannot. Especially if you understand where they're coming from. We don't understand their past relationship or where she got her child and the situation around that. And I believe that could have been had some part to play in this recent divorce, because Major, he seemed like a good guy. He's quite successful. He has a lot to offer as far as personality and resources. And the fact that she would just leave him just like that, it means that she was chasing another form of happiness that he could not provide. And it led him to depression, because it makes sense that as a man, when you offer your everything to someone and it seems that they are still not satisfied, you wonder on your own adequacy, if you are enough, you know, because it's someone that you really dedicated everything you gave to, and it seems they are still not satisfied. So what we learn from this is, guys, always put your own fulfillment first. You cannot make people happy all the time, women or men. You cannot make everyone happy all the time, okay? If you do your best, if you do what you're supposed to do as a guy, as a high-value partner, and they're still not satisfied or content with what you're doing, you know, they don't appreciate it, then that should not be your burden to carry. I think you should just let it go, because there's someone else who will appreciate what you have to offer. Because the truth is, even in your journey, as you become more high value, there's some people who will not be attracted to your value or will not appreciate your value because they value something else. They may value resources and you have good genetics and you're fit. They may value personality and you just have good looks and you're physically attractive. It depends on what the woman in question really values. So that's why in this self-development journey, we try to be the best version of ourselves in all aspects. Not really the best of all time. It doesn't mean you have to be the funniest or the most fittest or have less than 5% of body fat. Just try and do your best and be quite decent in every aspect. And there's some ladies who will still not be content with that. And that's okay. And it seems that in this interview he did recently, he was really distressed by the situation. I think he did it in February, so it had just been about 2 months since the break. And it seems like it really still affected him. I hope he got some help on that. And I think he just needs to understand that his own priority and his own fulfillment comes first. Because when you are happy, you attract or you make people around you happy, you know. When they see you having a good time, they may, it can be contagious, you know. Good vibes can be contagious. So when you allow someone else's, you know, own dissatisfaction with the situation pull you down, going down to their level and really trying to bring them up, that doesn't really work most of the time. Just stay on your position when you're having fun, when you're enjoying your life. Attract someone who will want to match that energy. Because there's so many things in this world that are meant to make you sad. And if you want to get mad at all of them, you will always be miserable. That is true, right? So that's just about Major. Next, it's about Daddy Owen. He's a gospel singer in Kenya. He's been in the industry also for a while, almost 15 years, almost 20 years. He married a lady who also is quite well-achieved, well-established. I think she's in the medical field, has done good work for herself, and she was also a single mother, right? And this lady, they separated after a short stint of their marriage, and it only came out in the light early this year. So because apparently the reason why it came to light is it came to public knowledge that his wife, that the lady that people thought he was still married to, accepted a marriage proposal from another tycoon who is much older and from a different part of the country. And this really surprised many people because they believe that since his wedding was quite high profile and people knew his wife, they wondered how come she is already not just broken up, but she has actually moved into another relationship and committed to it. So backtracking, now they began to ask the gospel artist Daddy on WhatsApp. And he just did a few interviews on this, saying that it started a while back, apparently 3 years back. He hadn't released any hits in about 2-3 years. And he said that his creativity seemed to be really low during that time. He really felt depressed. And he thought of a lot of negative thoughts, such as suicide. And he didn't really get into the reason why they separated, but he just mentioned that the relationship did really take a nosedive about 3 years back. And they separated, I would say, maybe a year ago. And, you know, quite some time before it came to public knowledge. And what we understand from this situation is that when you get into a long-term relationship, continue being in a place of abundance. Never fall off the wagon and stay down for long. Guys, it's okay. Life happens, and it's okay to get knocked down. And life will knock you down, you know. But it's important that you get back up and dust yourself off and keep moving, because time is going, you know. You can't just sit down and wallow in self-pity for long. It's okay to feel, you know, down or feel sad or feel sorrowful. It happens because you're a human being. You're not a robot. So when you get knocked down, pick yourself back up, you know. I think when you get knocked down, it really took him a long time. He said 3 years to really get himself together. And I think from his interview, it seems like he's in a better place. And I congratulate him for that. I'm happy to see him in that better place. Nonetheless, I think the fact that this season of his life took an extended period of time made this lady in question, his wife, want to, you know, attach to someone who shows more potential, or actually just gives more value to her in her season of life, since she's quite achieved in her field, and I believe she has her own personal goals that she still wants to achieve more. And she evaluated and saw that Daddy Owen at the time, with his situation, could not really add a lot of value to her at the time. And she decided to get engaged to this tycoon. I hear he's quite wealthy. So guys, always try and be in a place of abundance. Even when you fall off, dust yourself off and get back up, you know. And the truth is that women might bear with you for some time. You know, not all women are immediate gold diggers who will say, yeah, you know, I've lost my job today, and they immediately dump you and say, forget you, I'm out. They may not leave you on the exact day you lose your job, but they will give you some time, you know, some space to get yourself back in place. If you do not, then they will leave, you know. Unless someone who is super, you know, self-centered, who will actually just leave from the jump. But most of the time, they will give you some space. And in that space, really try and get your act together and work on something different and show progress in it. Because life happens, for sure. Life happens. You will fall off. And it takes a process and takes courage that you have. Although you may not feel you have it, but you have it to just get back up and keep on fighting. Right? And yeah, I think this is a situation I want to share with you guys on that whole saga. I wonder if the child is with her or with him. Or apparently it was not his child. They did not bear a child together as far as I saw. He could have moved on if he has. I really hope he's in a better place and he has learned his lesson from the first failed relationship. The next one is quite a recent one. It's by a vernacular musician who is very popular called Samido and his baby mama, who is a lawyer and an aspiring politician called Karen Nyamu. Now, it came to light in this year that this lawyer called Karen, who has been seen with a lot of high-profile politicians as well as even the deputy president and the like, she sired a child with this musician during his marriage. He's been married for also quite some time, and he sired a child with him. Okay, now she put him on blast that he has not been really acknowledging his child or really gave the child the kind of attention or acknowledgement publicly as he does his other children with his wife. So she leaked a video of him holding the child and showing that, you know, this is your child and you should really accept him. And it became a whole interaction. Now, recently, she came also again to say that she's expectant again with his other child and that he got violent or he assaulted her, broke her phone and caused bodily harm. It was on an Instagram live showing that she had some swellings under her eye, that he assaulted her and threw her phone, smashed her phone because he felt she was cheating and all this. So this situation, guys, for most Kenyans, definitely know it. What you understand is that you should be aware of the kind of women you're dealing with. This lawyer, Karen, seems to enjoy being in the spotlight because she has been known to move around men who are usually in the limelight, high profile men in this country. I hear ever since she was in campus, she liked dealing with high profile politicians. So if she likes being the limelight, this is a person who likes being the limelight, she will definitely do whatever it takes to stay relevant and stay on people's screens, even though it may require that she tarnishes your name. And you should be very careful of such people, you know, people who love clout and will do anything for it. They will throw you under the bus for it, for get that high that, you know, the attention that it gives them. I think she may still want to run for political office. I don't know. But the fact that she loves to put this man on blast really shows that she really likes the attention it brings, and she did it not once but twice. So guys, be very careful of the kind of women you date and deal with. It's very, very essential that you deal with someone who is mature, who will not throw you under the bus just for 15 seconds of clout, because that will really harm your career or even your business, because reputation means a lot. The truth is, that's the truth, reputation means a lot. And when people know that they're dealing with you and you or that person with a crazy baby mama, they may not really want that kind of publicity, and interacting with you long term or very closely will put them in a vulnerable place to get exposed as well, and no one wants that. So that's for the Samido case and Karen. The last one is a very recent case by a governor called Governor Alfred Mutua and Lilian Ng'ang'a, who is his estranged wife. They had been dating from 2011. The governor was married before to a very achieved woman. She was also very excelling very well in her career as far as medical field. They had three children together. But they separated as soon as he got into office as governor and began, officially seeing this lady called Lillian, who they have recently separated. Now, since 2011, this governor, who has been in town for, I think, 2 terms now, he has not had any children with Lillian. And apparently I hear that he did not officially marry her, as in involve the state and documentation. So it could be a situation where she was a trophy wife and he just wanted her for that particular season in his life, since next year in the Kenyan elections he wants to run for president, and I hear he wants to do it with the lady of his own home, I'll say his own ethnicity, his own ethnic background. So guys, this situation, and anyone who has been monitoring their relationship, they have been in the news for, since their relationship began. I think there was a time they were in the news because this lady was wearing a bikini and they were in a vacation. And since Kenya is quite a conservative society, they're wondering, since you're someone's wife, why will you dress like that and post it for everyone to see that belongs to your husband, all this and that. And most of the interaction, you will notice that even though this Alfred was able to, you know, save, to keep himself at bay to some extent, you know, since he did not involve the government allegedly and did not sire children with her, he seemed to have pedestalized her for quite a bit, just a bit. It could just be a ploy just to feel, make her feel special. But he did quite a bit, even when you see or read their statements on this separation, you notice he mentions that, you know, he still always love her and respect her and all that stuff. And her, you know, press release on this separation was quite short, saying that she has a foundation and she will still continue working with his government and continue with the project that they had already started. So this teaches us, guys, that if you have a trophy wife, you need to move strategically, you know. I think he learned well from his first divorce, the, you know, dealing with the very well-accomplished lady. She's a doctor, his first ex-wife. But he seemed to have pedestalized Lillian to some extent. And she may come back, you know, but you never really know. She has been seen around with another artist who has been in the game for a while. It's called Giuliani. They have been seen around meeting. It could be purely because of work and her foundation, because this artist, gospel artist called Giuliani, also deals with a lot of humanitarian work and, you know, work for the community, community development. They could have been meeting on that basis, but who knows? But guys, just what we learned from this is that if you're going to have a trophy wife and you want her to stay for quite a bit, you really need to feed her appetite once in a while, you know. Just give her something to hold on to, something that will retain her if you want, if that's what you want to do. Because if you want to retain her for a certain amount of time, you need to feed into what she really wants. If you ignore it completely, she definitely will go. But if you feed it once in a while just to have her stay around, and I think he did a quite okay job. I think it's been 10 years since they've known each other. I think it started with a friendship. I don't know when they officially got into a relationship. Maybe it's from his first term in office. Guys, you should really just entice their appetite. You want her to be around. You're not giving her kids. You haven't officially married her. You want to give her an incentive to stick around. Give her a few, you know, goodies once in a while. Small validation once in a while. Do not satisfy the appetite, because if you satisfy it now, she'll want something else. And if you're not in a place to provide it, she will move on. But if you want a trophy wife and you want to keep her around, feed into her appetite. Give her some few goodies once in a while. Validate her once in a while. Do not pedestalize her. Just give some validation once in a while. And trust me, it will make a big difference. So these are just a couple of situations I wanted to share with you guys. The episode was quite long, just to fully explain the situations. I hope we have learned something. Guy Code could take a short break just for us to, or for me to just set some things in place and come back better and more knowledgeable to share with you guys and continue on this self-help journey. I really appreciate all your everyone who listens and subscribes. Keep at it. If you do not see an episode drop in the next few weeks, understand it's just a small break we're taking, and we'll be back immediately to join and to interact in this self-help journey, in this red pill journey, understanding red pill, understanding masculinity and the manosphere. I really appreciate your feedback. I really appreciate it. I'll still be active on my Twitter account, sharing with you guys. You should follow it if you're not following it. It's at Guy Code Kenya. Link in the description. Rather, name in the description. And until next time, guys, we shall talk soon.
Guy Code with Rena Osweyer.